From the Gospel according to St. Benedict. It's a typical passage. We are preparing for the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. All these days, in fact, we see the appearance of angel to different characters who are closely related with the nativity episode. Initially we see the Holy Spirit and the Gospel appears to Zechariah. Then we see Holy Spirit appears to Mother Mary about the birth of Jesus Christ. Then while the two ladies, Zechariah's wife Elizabeth and Joseph's wife Mary comes together, Holy Spirit filled in the both the children and they excited. And they were simply dancing like the small kids. That's what it is written in the Bible. And today we see the Annunciation to Saint Joseph in connection with the nativity. And you know what, to give more explanation about the passage. What from? Only one particular point I would like to highlight. It is nothing but the attitude of a man, especially I would underline and put in inverted commas, a righteous man. The attitude of a righteous man in Christ. Quite often we do that. If we ask the small kids that we give, they do have crises, as you know, in Kennedy ticket, small kids of age between 4 and 5, just imagine. So our children, when they go to school, they will be maybe frustrated over during these days, and they are seeing these old things. You just ask the youngsters, the very vibrant. But if you ask them personally, they will disclose their hardship, their struggles in the college, their struggles in various aspects, definitely. They will have problems. Just go beyond that limit, between 30 and 50, quite often you do have the also married life, children are there, quite good, everything fine, good job, health good. But personally, you just ask the people, they do have a lot of struggles and problems in their life. Sometimes it will be possible, sometimes it will be health related, sometimes family related, sometimes related to the parents, in fact. A lot of struggles and problems there. That is how beyond age, after 60s, definitely major health problems will be there. They have sleepless nights quite often. Here my general question to each and every one of you. What's our attitude towards life when there is struggle? Here's a typical example we see in the life of Joseph. It's a role model for Christian on every time. For all time, it's a typical model and example for the Christian life. If we have a problem, if we are facing the struggles in the personal life, what should be our attitude to it? Quite often we become emotional. That's why people commit suicide. Get away from home. Oh, God forbid. Is it? Quite often people used to say in family life that having struggle with financial problem. Oh, the time. No more life I need. It was not my expectation. Everything beyond my expectation. So no more life. If you commit suicide, the problems will get solved. No, the problem is starting. Don't be emotional. That's what, in fact, Saint Joseph taught us to do. That's a way the righteous people do. Apart from the emotional response, very mature response we see in the life of Saint Joseph. See the challenge before Joseph. It's not super financial. It's not a magical connection with the Joseph's father's wife or anything like that. നാമഭാഷയിൽ പറഞ്ഞാൽ പൗരുഷത്തിന് നേരെ ആത്മാഭിമാനമുള്ള പുരുഷൻ നേരിടാവുന്ന ശക്തമായ വെല്ലുവിളി. See, the response. He never became worship. Instead, he cried for Shavuot. If you keep silence, definitely, God will talk to you in silence. God will talk to you in your silence. Don't be emotional. Don't be agitated. Don't look for the source to get revenge on them. That's the way we used to do it. If we're having some problem, we get emotional. And by words, thoughts and deeds, we get revenge to them. That's it. That's what we see in Heretic 2. You see the after effect? How many innocent lives have been lost? How many families have been struggling, grieving in these days? Don't be emotional in issues. Apart from that, be patient. Wait for Shavuot. പ്രതികരണത്തിനൽപ്പം സമയം കൊടുത്താൽ തന്നെ പ്രതികരണം വ്യത്യാസപ്പെടുമെന്നാണ് മനഃശാസ്ത്രജ്ഞർ പറയുന്നത്. എടുത്തടിച്ചതുപോലെ സംസാരിക്കുകയും പ്രതികരിക്കാതെ ഇരുന്നാൽ പ്രതികരണ ശൈലി തന്നെ വ്യത്യാസം ഉണ്ടാകും. He had some initial worldly thoughts with him. ആശങ്കയാണ് ഇതെല്ലാം അവരെ ഉപദ്രവിക്കുന്നത്. അവിടെ രഹസ്യമായിട്ട് പറഞ്ഞിട്ടില്ല. That was his initial thought. But later, he took him more time to pray. പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചു. And after the long prayer, he comes to a conclusion. This is not the way I'm supposed to respond. This is not the way I'm supposed to solve the problem, to resolve the problem. This is not the way. Don't be emotional. Patiently, he prayed to God to get a solution for the Savior. And God intervened in this problem. And ultimately, the problem was solved. What I would like to highlight is only one thing. The attitude of a righteous man. Do we have that attitude in our life? Whether the problem is family, or financial, or the workplace, or whatever may be, sometimes a lot of families are problems. Do we have a positive attitude towards problems and lives? ജീവിതത്തോട് ധനാത്മകമായ ഒരു പ്രതികരണ ശൈലി വളർത്തിയെടുക്കാൻ സാധിക്കും. പോസിറ്റീവ് ആറ്റിറ്റ്യൂഡ് അവർ തോട്ട്സ് വിൽ ബി പോസിറ്റീവ്. If your thoughts are positive, your action will be positive. If your action is positive, your habit also will have a positive nature. If your habit is positive, your character is also will be positive. If your character is positive, your destiny is positive. So ultimately, the attitude destined the ultimate destiny of a person. ആത്യന്തികമായി ഒരു വ്യക്തിയുടെ ഭാവി നിർണ്ണയിക്കുന്നത് അവന്റെ ആറ്റിറ്റ്യൂഡാണ്. Make sure it is positive, not negative. If you have a positive attitude, that positive attitude will lead you to positive thinking. Positive thinking leads to positive actions. Positive action leads to positive habits. Positive habit definitely will lead you better a positive character. And ultimately that leads to the best destiny of a person. That's what exactly we see in the life of St. John's. Just imagine, emotionally he take a decision and put her all the blame and Mother Mary will be strong for that. Definitely that chapter will get closed and no more Joseph will be remembered till you. We know there are 47 Joseph in the Bible, but still St. Joseph, the father of Jesus, have a special place. And why? The reason, the positive attitude for his life. Bring him, give reward, the best reward for his future life. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is my humble purpose. Towards life, definitely struggles, problems, and it's better to show you. Do we have a positive attitude towards life? And today, the greatest challenge for us, and this is the challenge St. Joseph brings to our life. Do we have a positive? Can we have a positive attitude in this life? Let the Holy Spirit strengthen us to maintain a positive attitude in this life.